bought the building in 2002. We expanded into this space, moved the meat department over to here. Our business just exploded. Our business doubled. We were able to be more efficient and sell a lot more products. We're to the point now, Thanksgiving time, we sell about 4.5 to 5 tons of turkey for Thanksgiving, which equates to about close to 500 birds. So when you think about it, that's a lot of families, besides that. We have people who come from all over to get their turkey. If you think about it, it becomes a tradition. You always go to the same place to buy your Christmas tree because it's tradition. That's where you go. You don't worry about it. So people do that, and they do the same thing with their Christmas. We always go to Spick and Span, Greg, they call it Greg's. We always go to Greg's to get their Thanksgiving turkey. There are countless people that I see that one day of the year when they come to get their turkey. And I have an uncanny ability to remember names and faces. So I can remember them when they come in, and they're shocked that I do, and the size of their turkey. And I think that's why people enjoy coming here, because it was like home to them. It's very rewarding. It's really a lot of fun.
I think my biggest thing is when we expanded into here, mm-hmm. I started to realize people needed convenience. Good food, and that's when we started the prepared food section, which was kind of my baby. Just with all the fast food places, people need healthy food, and it's comfort food. So once we started delving into that, we have a lot of seniors that we have these boiling bags that we're able to put casseroles in. All they have to do is take it from the freezer, put it in boiling water, and in 15 minutes they have a whole dish. And they just love it. And it's easy. The moms, all the moms after sports, they come in, chicken tenders, barbecue, everything. It's good food, and it's cooked, ready to heat up or warm when they pick it up. It makes a big difference for them to give their kids good fresh food instead of hitting McDonald's. So that became a big part of it. Not only that, as you're dishing their food out, they're telling you about your day. And, I'm so stressed. This is so hard. Now I can go home and sit down and eat with them, instead of cooking dinner.
And because we were in with the preparedness, because we've been here so long, we've watched the whole community age. We've aged along with them. We were always the kid. Now we're middle-aged. But when I was a 22-year-old kid and people Lori are talking about were maybe in their 40s, young adults are just beginning on middle age. Now they're elderly, but they've counted on Lori to bear all their food for them. She's known them through a generation. We've even had kids work for us when we first started, who now have their children working for us. So we've seen a second generation of employees, which is kind of fun. And we've seen a lot of them this week. A lot of them come back to visit, just to, say
And they all
hi.
Say it was their favorite place to work. Yeah. Our motto was, you have to work, you might as well have